Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of May, we will be exploring the topic, Celebrating His Victory. May 29, His Perspective. Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go so that I may awaken him out of sleep. John 11, verse 11. I distinctly remember the progression of my prayers. My father was very sick with cancer. The doctors had done all they could, but now had sent him home to await the inevitable. His faith in Jesus was unshaken, and he was ready. I sent out Facebook messages asking for prayers that God may grant peace and healing according to his will. As the days went by, acknowledging that God was imparting supernatural peace, I sent out prayer requests for God's healing or for his mercy to let my dad sleep once and for all. Death came as a relief for two reasons. The evil one could no longer bother him with pain, and my dad's death is temporary until the resurrection day. After his apparent delay, following the news of Lazarus's illness, Jesus finally told his disciples, "Let us go to Judea again," John 11, verse 7. His disciples reminded him that the Jews had been seeking to stone him, and Jesus responded by talking about day and night, and light and darkness. The night symbolizes the absence of Jesus. He is the light of the world. It was still day, but not for long. Then Jesus made a startling announcement. Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go so that I may awaken him out of sleep. John 11, verse 11. As usual in this gospel, they misunderstand what he is saying and respond to his literal words. Okay, then if he is asleep, he will recover. Of course, Jesus had spoken of Lazarus's death. Up to the Christian era, fear of death was paralyzing and widespread. People were terrified by the very thought of death and the unknown surrounding it. When Jesus died and conquered death, he radically changed the way his followers speak about death. It is no longer a terrifying event, but a sweet sleep instead. The deceased, including my mother and father, are resting in a sweet sleep, awaiting the resurrection morning when they will hear a loud voice calling them out of their tombs, just as Lazarus heard. What a difference Jesus' perspective makes when a loved one dies. We have assurance because he conquered death.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!